Well, the affirmations are good, but for her, it would be more of a meditation practice. Again, this person can benefit by reading the spiritual books, starting with manifesting very small things that she may feel is not really important. But when you begin to see that, oh, there is one thought you had and it manifested, whether it is if you get your train comes on time, or a store is not crowded, or you are going to have a nice meal that was a surprise with someone, something small. When you see that you can create this, we can say creating is creating. The way you create these small things by thinking of it and letting it go out into the universe and being surprised and grateful when it returns to you, that is how you create the bigger things in life. And as you begin to appreciate yourself and honor yourself and feel love to yourself, and as we have always said, get yourself in that happy mood, whichever way you can do it, by dreaming and fantasizing or remembering happy times, stay in that vibration as long as you can, several times a day, whether it is a minute, 5 minutes, a half an hour. As you stay in that happy vibration, that joy, that is what must come to you. And we feel, as we have said, meditation would be a good part.
Okay, so it sounds like you're saying that it's the affirmations are important, but it's more what happens in between the affirmations and how she feels about these things, and do you think that meditation will help her in this area?
Yes, and as that raises the vibration, she will feel better about herself. And when you are in that vibration, good things will come to you. But never to give up your dream, to never think, I thought I would be married and loved, but feel that this will not happen. You are defeating yourself. And so these little things to do will help you get in the right vibration. And we promise you, you will see small manifestations. And in seeing that, you will create exactly what you want.
Okay, good.